Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm B.
And we are Radio Camp Half-Blood. We're a weekly Percy Jackson read-along podcast. I've read the books.
And I have not. Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah, and we talk about mythology and Percy Jackson.
And I often get stuff wrong.
But we tell terrible jokes.
And sometimes good jokes.
We also make friends along the way. This sounds like a 90s Disney movie.
Like Halloween Town, which I reference in every episode for no discernible reason.
And I talk about my gay horse fan fictions.
Even though you shouldn't.
Well, I'm Zach.
I'm B.
And we're Radio Camp Half-Blood. And keep staying mortal.
Keep staying mortal.
Bye.
Bye.
Million beers.
Million beers.
Million
beers.
Million beers.
Beers. Okay, so here's my rant. I don't know how I should feel about big movie spoilers. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I get caught up in you got Avengers Endgames coming out, right? And then you had Game of Thrones coming out, and it's like all of a sudden it's like this huge war on. Should you spoil it? It leaked online. You know, you shouldn't post about it. You shouldn't talk about it. And then you have people that are like, well, it doesn't really ruin anything. You don't even know if these spoilers are for real or not for real. And I'm sort of caught up in the middle because I'm the type of person that really does want to know everything before I see it. So
same.
I don't mind being spoiled. I'm like, hell yeah, spoil the entire thing. Cause then I feel like, okay, I can watch it and enjoy it. And I'm not going to be like, oh my God, like, you know, the Red Wedding. It's like, I had no idea about the Red Wedding. And that was like, what? But had I known, I would have been able to enjoy it more. I would enjoy that slaughter more. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like everybody gets really tense about spoiling and really like, oh, but I you know, and you can't post or you can't talk about it. And I just don't know how to feel about that.
So the thing with this that so first off, I am 100% with you. I love ruining movies for myself.
I kind of do too.
The other thing, I kind of like, and I think this says something bad about me as a person. I kind of like the smug satisfaction of knowing something that like I'm not supposed to know. Like I just like, you know, I love it.
I am right there with you.
Yeah. So
I have no shame in saying that. Hells
no,
yeah.
No, it's terrible.
I want to know.
I want to know
before all these rubes sitting around me. I want to know.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely. Right. So yes. I didn't go looking. I am on a bunch of Game of Thrones subreddits because I'm super, super into it. And like the mm-hmm. books and everything else and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I
Free Folk.
Was on,
did you go on Free Folk?
I absolutely did. And I saw the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
me
it's,
too.
It's driving me
too.
Crazy, Marie.
Me
what
too.
What if that's the way it goes? Anyways, we're not going to get into it.
We're not.
Not on
spoil
air.
Spoil it.
But the challenge, I think, is so that it's kind of twofold for me, right? First off,
right.
With comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, I mean, a lot of the times you kind of know where it's going because you've read the damn comics.
Well,
it's like
yeah.
It's like having, you know, the Passion of the Christ, not, you know, I don't want anyone to spoil it for me. I don't know if he comes back or not.
Or the Titanic.
Or Titanic. Right? Yeah, Titanic.
I can see
with these movies, you know, Endgame and everything else, it's not 100% accurate to the comics. There's creative storytelling going on, all that kind of stuff. I completely understand all that. So I can see people being mad. What drives me crazy, though, is the complete lack of care being shown by websites and, you know, and not just Reddit. Reddit is created by, you know, monsters. What I mean is sites like, you know, I don't know. If I, you know, on my phone, I have the thing where if you scroll to the left, you can see kind of news and stuff.
Yeah. And
if I hadn't already looked for spoilers for my own kind of sanity, because I know I hate going to the movie theater when it's packed full of
exactly.
people. It's like one of the worst experiences in the world.
Yes.
Although I have a funny story to tell about that after this section here. If I didn't know all that stuff before, I would have swiped left by accident or something and seen, you know, spoiler, 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 one after the other.
But why shouldn't they post that? Like, that's my whole thing, too, is it's like, well, why shouldn't a magazine or whatever post their theories on this stuff?
They can, right? but I'm saying that I don't think that they should. I don't think they should run the headline where it says, this is, you know, this crazy thing happened. Oh my God. Like, you should have to, I think we should give people the option to find the spoiler if they want it, but not trick, you know, not have them accidentally find the spoiler doing something innocuous. They don't, you know, what are these people who want to enjoy the show for the first time supposed to do otherwise?
I guess, but, and see, this is the internal dilemma that I have within myself, because I hypothetically agree with you, but then there's this little, you know, the lizard brain part of my body is just like, or in my head is like, yeah, but come on, man, like, you're out there in the world, like, there's no way that this isn't going to get spoiled. Just, you know, if you don't want to, then don't look online. Don't check your internet.
I mean, the other thing is,
live in a room and then put the, you know, wear the hoodie and dark glasses and get into the movie theater and see it that the minute beforehand, or else you are going to be exposed to stuff.
Well, I was going to say, that's the other part of this.
Cold and uncallous and uncaring. And I don't necessarily feel that way, but it goes through my head sometimes.
No, but I'm with you though, because so when when the seventh Harry Potter book came out, the sixth and the seventh, I waited in line at Barnes and Nobles to get them. Midnight. I went to the midnight releases. And when the seventh book came out, I read it all night. I finished it in one night.
Holy smokes.
I stayed up all night. I read the entire book. And I seriously, like, we probably got home with the book at like 1 a.m. I read it from 1 a.m. until maybe 9 in the morning. My mom got up, made me breakfast, and then I fell asleep and I slept like all day. I am one of those people where... But I'm also one of those people who reads theories obsessively on these things. You know, I love the theories on books and stuff. I mean, the Leaky Cauldron for Harry Potter, when that website was like a really big thing, when the books were just getting going, I would spend hours reading theories, dorky as that is.
No, I was like that with Lost.
Yeah, see?
I was like that with like anything that has any type of whatever like that. I will take on spoilers. I love spoilers. But I love theories. I love all of it equally.
Right. And so, but I think that for a lot of people, especially
who
in
are
the
these
age,
people?
Especially in the age, where content is so protracted, you know, you can go see a movie now and you can watch it in so many different ways that you don't have to go to the movie theater to, and I think too, 10 years ago, even, it was harder for spoilers to get out there because everyone wasn't on the internet all the time. And we didn't have these things like our phones and stuff that constantly brought a screen to our face. You know, when I wanted spoilers for that first Superman movie that they made, you know, the remake or whatever, I had to delve into the internet's darkest places to find those spoilers.
You had to really work.
Yeah, I really had to work.
Really work.
Today, I can just go to CNN's website and it's blasted on the front page. Or I can go to BuzzFeed and it's right there. And again, I think that the problem is people don't... It's almost like a... What's the word? It's almost like a... it's taken to be a social... like an unkindness to spoil something for someone. And
well, yeah,
I don't think, though, that these websites... take it or realize that it is going to be an unkindness to some people, but I don't see how they could not understand that at this point. I could see, you know, the first wave of these movies coming out with really the advent of the internet and the smartphone and stuff, the first wave of big movies that came out after the iPhone became a big thing, I could see them not realizing the kind of backlash they might get for some of these spoilers and stuff they put in their headlines. Because now people have access to the content all the time. Today, now, it just seems like a dick move to have, you know, you're writing a spoiler in your title for a story, and you're not, you know, you're like, I can't believe people are upset. Like, dude, people have waited for 7 years for this thing, and you're just gonna put it in your title like that, and then not give us the option to have to look at, like... putting it in the headline is, first off, I think it's that, it's.
I'll give you that. It's a dick move.
It's a dick move.
We can concur. It's 100% dick move. Is a dick move. That's a total dick move.
Now, what do you think though about, because what one thing that did happen that was really annoying was you had people specifically just like with Harry Potter, right? There was the guy that, you know, what the hell did he do? There was some guy who made a post that said, you know, Snape kills Dumbledore.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.
And on page 670, whatever it was.
Faking you out with the fake spoilers?
Yes, I do mean that, Marie.
Well, but that's, you know, then my whole thing is like, if spoilers exist, then the quality of the spoilers and the intent of the spoilers is up for questions, right? It's just like anything. It's like, of course there'll be malcontents that are going to say stuff like that. And you're going to be like, what? You know, and then if that, you know.
Well, so then what about the case, though, when someone is actively trying to spoil something?
Well,
right, I mean, on Reddit there were entire subreddits you couldn't go on.
Just a bunch of punks. Well, then don't go on them. I mean, if you are concerned, my whole thing is like, if somebody is intentionally trying to do something, then you should probably intentionally avoid the places that could be posted, like Reddit. But I guess my counter argument to this is like, a really good movie you can watch even if it is spoiled, right? Even if you, like, I'm gonna say Citizen Kane. Right. If you haven't watched Citizen Kane, I am now going to spoil Citizen Kane for you, because you know what? Like, that's a very old movie and you should have already watched it. But if you don't know at the end that Rosebud was his sleigh, you know, like, you can have that spoiled and the movie is still an amazing film that's about more than just that one thing. Like, the emotional content is what makes that reveal or the thing that's being spoiled so have so much emphasis. So you can be like, well, Rosebud's a sleigh. What do I care? That's stupid. But it's the story that builds as you watch it that could never be spoiled, right? Because they couldn't put all of the, you know, everything that you're getting in from that movie out of it. To get to that one point.
I think there is something to be said though for the idea that if you have been looking forward to this for so long.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can't get to the first night of the movie because you work the next day or something. But I had a friend who this happened to. He couldn't get tickets to the first night because it was all sold out, everything else, whatever.
For
Avengers, for Endgame. Oh. And then the next morning, he went to go look on his phone at his news app, and it spoiled the ending.
Well, but don't look at the damn news app, man. I know why. I know you can't. I know.
That's exactly. Exactly. It is a completely unrealistic expectation because the person, you know, it's just.
But did he see the movie? Did he still enjoy the movie?
Yeah, of course. He saw the movie now. But again, I think that it is a really, I don't know. Why do these stories have to come out the next day? Why can't you just, you know, wait 3 days?
There's people like us that want them so badly, dude. You can't say like, we can't love spoilers and devour spoilers like they're jelly beans and expect there not to be that supply and demand for this stuff. We're part of the problem.
I do wonder
you
what the percentage
is. Part of the problem.
I do wonder what the percentage is of, you know, people that like spoilers and people that hate them. I actually wonder what that statistic is, because I bet it's a relatively even split. So the funny story about comic book movies that I was alluding to before, I went to go see. So I have seen and enjoyed almost every single Spider-Man movie and, frankly, piece of Spider-Man content that has ever existed. Besides Spider-Man 3 and the Raimi, what's it, right? That one sucked.
Yeah. That one was bad.
I distinctly remember going to see The Amazing Spider-Man in theaters. Uh-huh. And we're in the theater. It's super quiet. You know, everyone's really excited, whatever. And this is the one with Andrew Garfield in it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
It was really good, right?
Yeah.
And Uncle Ben gets killed. Mm-hmm. And some guy in the theater screams, "No, Uncle Ben, not again!" And everyone in the theater died. It was just pure laughter, right? It's supposed to be this really emotional scene, and it's just like, he's died. He dies all the time. Being cast as Uncle Ben is the most perilous situation in comic book movie history. You know, unless you're, yes, Batman's girlfriend. Batman's girlfriend usually gets it worse. She's got a bigger target on her head.
True.
Anyways. True,
at least lasts for most of the movie. But yes, I agree.
Yes. Anyways, it's just such an interesting dynamic with the comic book movie, because these stories, for the most part, have already been told. But again, yeah, it's the different take on them that is what is so enjoyable for me, at least. You know?
Right. Which you are still going to go see, even though you know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I read the original Infinity Gauntlet story when it, you know, back, whatever, a long time ago, I read it for the first time.
Me too.
Yep. I'm still going to go see Endgame because I want to see how these people put their creative spin on it. No.
Oh, man.
I know everything.
Spoil it for you. No, I do too.
I know everything because I'm bad.
I haven't got a chance to go see it. I haven't got a chance to see it yet either, but of course I know. I'm not going to not go to that film not knowing everything.
No, I don't like theaters.
I bet
that's the other thing though too, right? I bet that there are other people like me who, if me and my wife go to see a movie, we go at like Tuesday night at 8:00.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
because nobody's there.
Tickets are cheaper. Nobody's there. They usually give you free stuff at the snack counter. It's awesome.
Totally. Totally. I would agree.
So for me and for me and Katie, and I bet for a lot of other people, the spoiling thing can be a bigger deal, at least, you know, not so much for me, but I know Katie's the same way with us, is looking at the spoilers and everything else. But still, I know that there are definitely couples out there or people who do the same thing. They go on a Tuesday, they go when it's not as packed and whatever. And by that point, these movies are already spoiled.
Right.
And that sucks. And so I just think that media companies and people could be more careful with their headlines. I wanted them to be more responsible with their headlines.
Okay, so that's all good and well. Now, what do you think happens in Game of Thrones? Last two episodes. Throw out a prediction. Just one prediction. We're not spoiling. We're just predicting. On a very general level.
What do I think happens?
Yeah, give me one point.
Okay, I can guarantee that Podrick is going to bed his way to the Iron Throne. Pod the Rod is coming, ladies!
I love that he survived.
It's such a funny, it's such like a weird, the plot armor of Podrick is my favorite thing. I hope he never dies. That was the same thing with the same thing, and maybe he does, I don't know.
Right.
The same thing with, what's his face, with Samwell Tarly? Or with Sam?
Yeah.
When you know, in the Battle of Winterfell, I was like, if they kill my beautiful fat boy, I'm going to be so upset. I was on pins and needles that episode the entire time. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anyways, it's a great,
I was like, oh dear, please, come on, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Stiff upper lip, dude. Stiff upper lip. I was also happy. Here's my thing. I was very happy to see Bronn. Everyone was like, that was so cliched. He knew exactly where they were, and he walked in and he said something, you know, funny. And I was like, I know. I was so excited to see him and have him do that. I loved that.
So Bronn has been one of my least favorite characters in the books.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
He's a really real piece of crap in the books. But he is a great show character, I think. What I think, this has been kind of one of my predictions. One of my long-standing predictions for a long time on the show was, I thought that it was going to end up being, I always held to the belief that Tyrion was a Targaryen.
Mm-hmm.
You know
still
what I mean?
Could be.
That's always been, he absolutely still could be. Mm-hmm. That has always been one of my favorite pet theories, that Tyrion, that the mother of Tyrion was essentially what they thought happened to Lyanna Stark.
Right.
Actually happened to Tyrion's mother.
Yeah.
And so that is why Tywin hates him, because the mother died in childbirth and he knows it's not really his son. So I always thought that the show was, and this is true of the books too, I always thought and had this theory that that's the way it's going to go. So I kind of, you know, I think it's just with how much time is left in the show.
I think it gets,
it's such a big story, or it's such a big thing, that I think they would have had to have introduced it like a season ago, really.
Yeah.
Just like they did with, you know, with our other beautiful boy. But so I always thought that it was going to be kind of the three Targaryens left at the end. And it would all come to light that they were Targaryens, and, you know, it would be, what's the word? It would be the big, right, because Tyrion has said, if you remember, there was a quote of Tyrion's, Marie, we should just do a million beers on Game of Thrones.
We should, but okay, what we're going to do is we're just going to wrap with this, don't look for the quote, but just like end your prediction. Dude, just give you a little bit. Look at you go, man. I asked for one little prediction, and you're like, and then in the second book.
No, wait, Marie, I think we did. Okay, I'm going to stop recording. I think we did too many spoilers. Yeah. Thank you again, dear listeners, for listening to the Mad Scientist Podcast. I have been your host, Chris Cogswell, joined by my co-host,
Marie Mayhew.
If you'd like to contact the show, please send us an email at themadscientistpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word. You can also follow us on Twitter at madscientistpod or at teamgiantsquid for Marie. And of course, you can see us on Facebook, on Instagram, and all over the internet as the Mad Scientist Podcast. And again, our logo is the one with the pumpkin head, so it's easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
If you've enjoyed the show tonight, please consider supporting us on Patreon, where the money that you give to us will help us to promote this show further, to make it better, and just to spend more time making it.
Because we love doing that.
We do love doing that. Our logo was designed by Carrie Shaheen. Our web design is done by Desdemona Howard.
Woohoo!
And our sound design is done by Jake Cardinal. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you. This has been a Damn It Chippy production.
Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.